Yes, can I speak to Kimberly, please?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Caesar with Local Splash.
Hey, Caesar, how you doing? Come on, call really quick.
Yep, no worries. Thank you so much.
Baby, this is Caesar from Local Splash. Just called me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Oh.
I'm just following up with you because one of my agents asked for Local Splash to call you back.
Are you the manager?
Yeah, I'm a lead here, yes.
Okay. So, My husband wants to talk to you about some things, and then I will he'll pass the baton to me.
Okay, no worries.
How you doing, buddy?
Go ahead.
Well, he already talked to me, but what I want to tell you, right? How long do it take for a website to be put up? When we, you know, we start, maybe when we started.
February, I think.
All right, February, right? So it's going to be another month, February, it's going to be a month and a week, well, a week and a half, something like that.
Just about.
So, yeah, so, and the reason why it took so long because your people was making a lot of important errors and mistakes, and everybody was calling us and telling us something different, and it made the process to get up and running longer.
Okay.
And to tell you the truth, my wife should work for your company because the way that she developed the website, what they presented wasn't nothing what my wife told them to do, and when they presented the website back, it was a bomb. So everybody suffered. What's his name? We just got off the phone with, babe.
George.
George gave us accurate information. He knew what none of the rest of the people that was helping us, ain't nobody tell us nothing that George told us. And George helped us get it up and running today.
Okay.
For a whole month and a week and a half, we just getting it up and running. Thanks to George.
So let me see if I can clarify some things. So my first conversation with the web developer, I explained specifically what I wanted. I also gave her some of the adjectives and some of the services that we did that they could apply to the website. We specifically told her that we are not a carpet cleaning company. And we specifically told them, do not make the website live until we approve it.
Okay.
They made the website live, and guess what? Every single image that they provided was carpet cleaning.
Okay.
Other than the pictures that we gave them. So that was very disheartening. And I had to go back and make them do it. Okay, no harm, no foul. No one's infallible. Then it went from there to looking at the website and saying, wait a minute, the font color, you can't even read the wording, because you have black font on navy blue background. And I felt like I should not have to tell experts that. They should have called me, and said, Ms. Keemer, we're developing your website and we don't know if this is what you particularly are specifically requested, but as the expert, this doesn't look right. Would you like us to share it with you? And the website is live without our approval, and they have a navy blue background and black font. Then we go to the dashboard, because the website is up and running. And what my husband is talking about is that we were having a hard time downloading the Local Splash app on his business phone. But, speaking of that, the third point was the business phone, they didn't have the right number. And we said, no, we specifically said there's two numbers, and one ending in 0428 and one ending in 1230. We want you to contact us if you have questions or concerns for us specifically as clients. We do not want these numbers posted at the public, because here is the business number. Guess what was posted at the business? It was posted the 1230, and that was my husband's private number. But again, they posted this live without our approval.
Okay.
Now I would like to continue the conversation about the dashboard. We were not told, and I think it was, yes.
Okay. So I can sense that there was a lot of things that you were not happy with. And I get that. I mean, I understand that if we made a mistake, I assure you that I can go back and deal with those mistakes. Obviously there's a lot of people that have gone through your account, and I will make sure that those people get, they are aware. And, you know, the last thing that we want is obviously unhappy clients. As far as where we are now though, you said Jorge took care of the things that you needed. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did. He did. Can I say something right here? He did, right? But he put the app up and running when we didn't want it up and running, and we missed 8 leads. We didn't even know nothing about a lead.
You missed 8 leads?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is what I was
okay.
Getting ready, my point. So I think it was Emily or Amber, I don't know who it was. When we initially started, you know, we were not told that we couldn't have the app on 2 different phones. Because what we thought we could do, it's me as the manager or the secretary, I could also be looking at the analytics. I could also be looking at some of the contact inquiries, and I could be making Mr. Keemer aware of those things, as well as when I work nights, I'm a trauma ICU nurse. So when I work nights, then he, too, then would be able to. We didn't find out. We were having so many problems. A whole week
we were having problems trying to get this app downloaded on to my husband's business number, only to find out yesterday that, oh, no, you can't have the phone on two apps. I mean, you can't have the app on two phones. So, you know, a couple of weeks and had gone by, and you know, my husband is frustrated. Why aren't you, I mean, like, why aren't we getting notifications? Why is this thing in zero? Like, what's going on? And finally, I think it was George that let us know, oh, you can't do that. Even with that, we still, to this morning, had issues because he said, oh, it should be corrected in about 15 minutes, but give it 2 hours. My husband is texting me and calling me at work, saying, early this morning, saying, baby, it's still not right. So we just wanted you to know. I don't know what other, oh, not to mention that we weren't getting our emails because the original person that we talked to did not even have our email correct. So, I mean, from the jump of them selling us the product through Local Splash, there was never anything right. And again, here we are, we started off in February, and you know, we're just finally saying, okay, we're satisfied. The website's going to be fixed. We're going to get our reviews there. Now we understand we have the analytics, and we can see what we need to do. But I just want, and my husband wants to communicate to you that, you know, we expected to get what we paid for, and correct, to have to pay $230 every month, or I don't know, it may be $250, I don't know what it is. We expected more customer service. We expected more satisfaction, and I should not have to look over people's shoulder. I'm paying you to get it done right, and to get it done right the first time. And even if there's some issues and we have to revisit it a second time, I shouldn't have to talk to you about it a third time.
Okay.
So that's why we said, okay, we want to talk to, I mean, we wanted, like, to talk to a director, a supervisor. We didn't want to talk to a shift lead person. You know, we wanted to maybe talk to somebody who had authority and power to bring our concerns maybe to your staff meeting. I'm going to even be upfront with you, even maybe offer us some type of, you know, compensation. I don't want to nitpick because I don't want to be petty, but I have a whole notebook of things, great and small, that we've had to deal with along the way.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, it took some time for us to get where we are, but you did say that things have gotten good since you talked to George. I assume George took care of your concerns.
Today after a whole month and a week.
Sure. I get it. And you're right. Look, I understand, and I understand that, you know, you guys have wasted time by, you know, doing stuff here, communicating with us, letting us know what's going on.
No, they waste the time, not us.
Fine. We didn't do the things that you were expected, which wasted the marketing's time. That's where I'm getting
right
at. So
right.
I can definitely offer you a free month. I can go ahead and take care of your next billing. Now, the only thing that I would ask is, if you want the next billing to be completely off, then obviously the Facebook ads wouldn't be charged, but they wouldn't run. I can take care of the local portion, which is Let me take a look at your bill here. I believe it's going to be $149. I can take care of the $149, and then you only pay for the Facebook ads. Would that be something that you want to do?
I'm letting you handle that aspect. Whatever you say, I'll agree.
I mean, the local splash part, he only can handle. So you can't handle, do not with the local splash part. You just will handle the Facebook ad. I mean, that's cool. I mean,
well, look, I'll go ahead
and get it to be back regular the next month.
I will go ahead and give you a credit for $149. So the only thing that will be due for you will be the $100 for the Facebook ads, which we need to pay and run, right? That's a third party that we pay. So
right.
Facebook would have to charge their ads. So I will put that on for you. Now my other question would be, are you guys comfortable working with George? It seems like George took care of the account the way you guys want it. Are you guys comfortable talking to George?
Yes, because George hit it right on the nose. When he had to call him back, he called back when he said he was going to call back and everything. Anybody else call back 2 hours later.
Okay, perfect. Again, I do apologize for the others. I do apologize for the other stuff. And, you know, rest assured that I'm going to bring this up. I will make sure that everybody understands, you know, what we need to do for you and for other clients. I can also go ahead and set George to be your point of contact from here. That way, if you guys have any questions or anything that concerns you, anything you want to change, I feel like George is you guys are comfortable enough so that George can take care of it. I can go ahead and set that up for you so that you can contact George. He'll be the point of contact from here. And then, you know, obviously, if you have any other concerns, obviously he can raise them up for you.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and set up this billing. I'll go ahead and put some notes here on your account. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I do appreciate the time that you're taking to speak to me so that we can address some of this stuff. And I'll go ahead and make sure that the billing gets situated. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
That's it.
If my husband is satisfied, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, because if you look at it, if we would have got it done in a timely fashion, I wouldn't even, you know, like you said, we ain't nobody petty. I would have been like, nah, that's good. I mean, 3 weeks. Yeah, I mean, but it's been a whole month. And then when I'm looking at the little leads that it got, I'm comfortable with that, though. I'm good.
All right, I understand. And that's why I feel that, you know, a free month of the local service is fair enough. That should take care of it. And hopefully from here on, it's a little bit of a smoother conversation with George.
Hey, but since it's up and I don't think it's because sometimes George might be busy. So, you know, it's basically up like it's supposed to be. So, you know, we don't have to do the personal thing with George because George might not be able to get back to us all the time like I would want him to. So we need, because, you know, you got our age and suit. You feel what I'm saying? They knew what they were doing, but since it's up and running, I don't think it's going to be as hard as it was for the whole month. You feel what I'm saying?
I'll be transparent with you. If you want it, I can make sure that George handles it. If you want to, you can always... you can always reach us through text message. It's a lot easier. You can send us a text message and say, hey, you know what? I need to talk to somebody. Can someone just call me back? We'll set up a schedule with you or have an agent just reach back out to you so that, you know, you're not wasting time on the phone waiting for a phone call. If you text us, we'll take care of it through there.
All right. That's what's up.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day and a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, at least he called right back. That's good. You know, that means a lot. You're...